Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Town Critics Podcast. I am one third of the Small Town Critics. My name is Mo.
Okay.
Guys, we are here for another review, movie review. This one, Amazon Prime release, Roadhouse, directed by Doug Liman.
Liman. I'm sticking with Liman as well.
Liman. Is that Liman?
If Ash was here, he would correct us.
He would correct us, like Villeneuve, Villeneuve, and all of that. But yeah, this is a movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal, I think Jessica Williams, I believe. Jessica Williams, Daniele Melchior, Conor McGregor's in this, Billy Magnussen is in this, a few other people as well. But yeah, obviously this is a remake of the 1980s classic.
Done by Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, you seen the original?
No, why would I have seen the original?
Because you were born in like the Prohibition era.
Yeah,
know,
of course. Yeah, cool.
No, I don't know. Maybe you've seen it. Like, actually,
I may have. I don't know.
No, I can't remember. To be fair, but I mean, this is a remake. It's not a sequel or anything, so it is what it is. But we don't have anything to compare this to. Ah. And I know a lot of people kind of really like that one. They kind of consider it.
Well, this one.
The old one. They kind of consider it a classic and whatnot. But Jake Gyllenhaal has kind of taken the role of the main
protagonist
in this movie. But we'll start off non-spoiler quickly. Kem, what did you think of this Amazon Prime movie, Roadhouse?
Again, if I went into this movie with the sort of mindset of just having fun with it, which I kind of did, it's a good watch. You got decent fight scenes. A lot gorier than I thought it was going to be. A lot like bloodier. Again, it sort of tells a story of the Jake Gyllenhaal being not a failed MMA boxer. He's a troubled MMA boxer fighter. Had issues before, and based on his previous fight, it sort of put him down a downward spiral in regards to his life, and he needs something to sort of bring him back up because he was on the brink. And Roadhouse was a project that he took on to better himself and sort of find himself. And within that project, he found a family, and that family being
Stop.
I'm not going to do another
non-spoiler. The way you've broken this down.
I'm not going to do another non-spoiler.
Please keep going. Please keep going.
He fights people.
Okay. And then?
No, he punches people in the face and that's it.
Yeah,
that's my non-spoiler. But it was a good watch. It's not a good movie, but it's a good watch.
You brought the Vin Diesel out on you, man.
Huh?
You brought the Vin Diesel out on you. Family. Yeah, for me, I ain't going to lie, man. I felt the way you felt about Kong. Mm-hmm. I know this is not a great movie, but I enjoyed the hell out of it for some reason. I don't know what it is. And you might hate me for saying this, right?
Go on.
But Ken, shout out Ken Reviews.
Bus Stop.
Shout out Ken, because it's hashtag Bus Stop film. But he feels the same way I do about this as well, because I watched his review and I also agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
This should have been a cinema release. This should have been a cinema release. Bro.
As you say, give me a second. As you would say, yuck.
But with all of the action scenes that were in it and stuff like that, you can't tell me this wouldn't have been all of the shots of like the water and all of that stuff, the boat chases and things like that. I think this should have been a cinema release personally.
It would have been, they would have lost money putting in the cinemas. They would have lost money putting in the cinemas.
A lot of movies lose money putting in the cinemas. This is what it is.
No, hey, listen, this was...
No, actually, no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't have.
Why?
Because it's a remake, first of all, of a classic. It's Jake Gyllenhaal, and it's got Conor McGregor, so you're going to get these random MMA fans.
The first wave, you are. But then once people go in and start giving their review like what we're doing, people are going to be deterred.
But I think it'll at least break even.
No. I hope you don't.
No.
But
no, that's B.
I take it back. Because again, there were parts of it I enjoyed. No, again, look. Yeah, man. Roadhouse.
A lot of action. What did you think of his camera styles? Like, he did this a lot of, like, it was a lot of moving, innit? While the fights were going on and stuff like that.
Again, I could have
disorient you anything.
At some points I felt dizzy.
It was
dizzying. But again, look. it isn't what it is, because I didn't take this movie serious.
Right.
Not in like serious, just have fun with it. I did take this movie serious from where, when we started, and could we do non-spoilers, please?
this is non-spoilers.
Okay, I mean spoilers.
Dude, he's spoilers, lost man. His mind.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
Oh my god. I just quickly, I mean, performances of everyone was fine, almost, except for a couple of people. Like the villain, the main antagonist.
Was Conor McGregor the main villain? Or was it?
He's kind of like the final boss, but I don't think he's the main villain. Okay, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would say the main villain is obviously the bratty kid and stuff like that, whose father we didn't meet, did we?
No,
but they kept on talking about him.
Yeah, referring to him. So there might be another Roadhouse too.
Jesus. But the kid, he was. I feel like they tried to make him intimidating, maybe, but he wasn't even a little bit. Like no. I wasn't afraid for Dalton at all. But Conor McGregor, physicality wise, I guess because I know he's an incredible striker in MMA, physicality wise, I'm like, yo, this guy's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this intensity where it's like, oh my God, he does look angry. But the acting is just...
It was the worst I've seen.
The worst I've seen.
This is room level performance. This is the room level performance.
Oh no, stop.
It was. The guy is like, he comes in. Yeah, exactly.
Sandwiches.
and then obviously you've got a scene, you've got a Terminator scene where he's naked, he walks around like this, and he eyes up the guys and look at the clothes, and he's, oh my God.
And he walked away Winnie the Pooh in it with the blazer only.
This guy, man, EU. Listen, I say all this now, but I wouldn't dare to say it in front of his face because I know he would weigh me in.
Oh no, his left hand is quick.
His left sharp. Hand is fast. In the movie, sharp.
Yeah.
I see you go, whap, whap, whap.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I enjoyed the fight scenes more than anything else.
But I mean,
because I was looking at it in the light of MMA.
That's the appeal, isn't it?
Because I was like, all right, cool. And then to be fair to Jake Gyllenhaal, he done his work, like his physicality.
He looked great.
He looked amazing.
He looked great, yeah. He's like, I checked it yesterday. I think he's like 40-something years old.
Yeah, he looked amazing.
He looked great, man,
And to be fair, even some of the strikes that he was throwing,
you could
forgive people to think that, rare. Like, did he actually do any MMA? Because he was throwing some actual good good technical sort of bang.
My wife actually asked me, is he actually a fighter? I was like, no, he's just an actor.
Nah,
he's just an actor.
Nah, it was decent. It was decent, man.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Because I think, okay, guys, we're in the spoiler territory now, and we're going to get into spoilers properly, whatever. But like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. But quick question, Kev. Yeah. They had the fighting, which looked great. I didn't like the whole, there's like a digital aspect to it where like, the punches are hitting the face, and you can kind of see a little digital edit.
Yeah.
Which, fair enough, if you want. Like, we reviewed Monkey Man recently. Yeah. You don't have that issue there.
No, not
right?
at all.
Not at all. But you have that issue here. But in terms of choreography, I feel like everything looked pretty okay.
Yeah.
But then you go to like the scene where there's the UFC part of it. Why does the fighting look like that there? Because and then it looks like that here. It just looks so overly fake in the octagon.
Yeah.
And then in the actual like bar fights and things like that, I'm like, okay, cool.
Maybe it could have been contractual. That maybe he was coming up to a fight and there's certain things in their contract that they couldn't do or what have you. Mm. Or the other way around, they didn't want to get struck. Because again, a lot of the strikes in here was... some of them was really good. Some of them was like, really?
Did that hit him?
And he... yeah, even when he was on the ground and he was getting stomped out, it's like some of it's like almost like fake stomp, visible fake stomp, like. And I was like, oh yeah. But saying that, yeah, I think my problem, looking back, my problem with this movie, that the whole sort of cusp of the movie was all centered around the MMA fighting, them two fighting. And that was the only entertainment.
Yeah.
The rest of it was
whatever.
Yeah. Because I had a problem. I was like, okay, you're booking this guy for this job, and you're keeping away all this. Okay, fair enough. You don't want to tell him everything.
Yeah.
But then now he's not. People are trying to kill him on the stuff like that. You at least owe him telling him what they're doing. And at some point, I think they done a distrust. The movie was so sort of like, it didn't explain itself well enough, because I was thinking, is she selling drugs as well?
Right.
Did you ever feel that?
I didn't feel like that, but it was so predictable that I thought, okay, yeah, she's hiding something, obviously.
Yeah.
That
But then what she was hiding wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
Because you're still a victim of it, but now I thought you was hiding what you're protecting the place from.
It was just, yeah, it was a bit, oh, they want to turn this place into...
So why can't you tell him that?
These swanky, beautiful... why can't you train it?
Why can't you...
Right. I'm actually deep in it now. Why can't you just say that?
Yeah. Going back to the fight, even the beginning when he...
But I guess why you can't tell him that because you want to actually make him work here thinking there's no... Because she makes it seem like these guys have just come here to cause trouble and they're just these guys. But really it's these guys plus this whole organization behind them.
But you have to understand, look at the situation. He's turned up off the back of a fight, being stabbed.
Yeah.
And clearly he's on a downward spiral. Yeah. So the mere fact that he turned up.
Yeah.
It's like
it's a miracle.
Yeah, like this guy's already, like, he's close to gone. So yeah. Like, what you protecting him from something? Yeah. You're not protecting him.
Yeah.
He's here to do a job, and then now he's teaching people how to be first-class bangers. Like, just step back and bang. Like, this just sort of, like...
Yeah, that was another thing. It was like, no one's going to learn that quickly how to evade a knife and attack
even someone. A punch.
Yeah.
Like,
he's going to lunge at you, just step back and punch. Just like that.
You know the crazy thing, obviously, knowing that... Obviously, you've got belts over here. Knowing that you've done... You're right there. Knowing that you've done boxing before, you understand. Just the myth, you could understand what you need to do, but going through the motion is completely different.
It's different,
especially when there's punches coming at you.
It's different. Yeah.
Like if you duck it, going through a punch, going under a punch, it's completely different. And to learn that in the space of 5 minutes, one conversation, no, just step back and let it go, and then go through. Just throw it. Like, I was like, yeah, man, pacing was terrible. Man. I wanted the movie to finish, man. It felt too long. How long was it?
It was 2 hours, I think. Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Felt way too long. It needed to be an hour. Hour 20 tops.
See, because I had that popcorn loving feeling about it.
No, you
I didn't feel that.
Because you was eating the popcorn, you was going through the motions.
Well, I mean, I wasn't, but you know what I mean?
If the popcorn finished at an hour, would you think...
I get what you're saying. But no, like I said, I just felt like this way, like the same way you did about Godzilla. But what do you think of the alligator scene? Florida's a scary place.
It is a scary place.
I don't want to go. It's a swamp.
Yeah, it's a big swamp. It's a big
swamp. Bro, like, and he lives on that boat. I swear they can just jump on there, no? They can't?
I'm not taking a chance to know. I'm not taking a chance to find out, bro.
Because I've seen alligators on land in videos.
Yeah. man. I had more issues.
Or crocodiles.
I had more issues with the fact that he borrowed the guy's speedboat and then didn't bring him back. The ex-boyfriend's speedboat, I had more issues with that than the crocodile killing the bear. Because what annoyed me, this guy, Jake Gyllenhaal beat you up, took you to the hospital to put you on the mend, and you want to come back to try and shoot him.
Yeah.
And then, it's just don't make
it. Brave, isn't it?
It's not even brave, it's stupid, bro.
It is pretty stupid.
It's stupid. And then these guys were victims. Victims.
All of the henchmen.
Yeah, they were victims. Even that young boy, he just talked too much.
See the one on the boat at the you know, before he blew up the other little boat.
That bang was just. I was like, how, you know when you say, "Oh, bless you."
Yeah, bless you, man.
You tried.
Poor baby.
Because he was so vexed in the face, and he's like. He's like, yeah, and he bagged him, and he's like, and he looked.
He thought he did something,
and he looked at him, as a grown person, as a man, as a woman. Yeah, you would have to reevaluate. Like, I think life of crime is not for you. Being that bad guy is not for you. Be a protagonist. Yeah. Go to school, learn how to be a good guy, and come back again.
Yeah.
And his demeanor is almost like he's like.
Yeah, he's like.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He made the sound as well, right?
I think so. In my mind, he did. Yeah, in my mind.
The guy banged him, and it was just like almost like there was not. It was non-existent.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was the only that bit. Yeah, I was thinking. For 5 minutes, I was thinking this kid should not. Like, he's not even like a nephew or somebody been brought into life because of nepotism or whatever it is. It's, like, he was hired.
Yeah. Even the boss was like, I'm going to let him deal with you. And you could see his face. Like, I don't know if I can do this.
He was hired.
He was hired.
So on what was the merits that he's going roughing people up? Bro, is this what he does?
He blew up the boat as well. And then while his ears were, he tried to come at him. He just
me. Just tucked him in quick. Okay, what bothered me now, yeah, was the police, the chief.
Oh my god. He is despicable, bro.
He deserved that. He needed to get wallowed, man.
That double cross.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so stupid.
It was stupid, but then now, oh yeah, we've actually got your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. And then obviously now the daughter is the love interest of the.
And that was developed so weirdly as well. Bad. That part. Yeah, was that bad, was pretty man. Bad. Oh, but that area that they went to was pretty nice, you know?
Yeah, that so was, that's so would, they were in water and it was.
Just, it was so low, shallow, and they could just chill. That was
and
beautiful.
And there was just water all around them.
There's no shore.
That was amazing. Yeah, I like that.
That was beautiful,
but
man.
But the alligator were coming. But would you go there?
No, but at least it's so shallow, I could see it at least covered.
No, but the alligator, you would still do that? Nah, it was poor. It was not nice, man. It was not a good movie, bro. And the thing about it, like, the action scenes, if these action scenes were in another movie,
yeah,
it would have been decent.
Yeah, and it was almost like it was violence overload, man. Like I told you, I watched that and Monkey Man the same day.
Monkey Man must have been a relief for you. Which one did you watch first?
I watched this first.
Okay, good.
So it was like a palate cleanser, but not a palate cleanser in a way. Yeah. But it was like, but the violence overload was a lot already anyway. But in this one, that last scene that he had with Conor McGregor to fight.
And then he survived as well, man.
Louise. And he just like, stab. I was like, this looks cool, but woof.
Yeah. I was thinking, from MMA, from fighting to this, it just seems like the transition just didn't work. It didn't need this.
Yeah. Also, do you feel like they were trying to purposely be corny? Because, you know... You know when he's the fighter and he's punching him on the piano?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't think this piano's tuned. He's like, I think it sounds fine or something like that. I was like, you're not doing this on purpose now.
It's bad, man. The one liners. I think they was trying to sort of pay homage to sort of like the
80s type
the
of 80s style.
Type style. Yeah. Yeah, the one liners and everything. Because Conor McGregor was a one liner. He was just full with his one liners, bro.
When he turned up, and he's eating the sandwiches or whatever, and the other big guy was just like, something, bucko. I'm like, you don't speak like that. No one's, the black guy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know.
He was like, who do you think you are, bucko?
These guys are victims, like, bro.
What's happening here?
So this guy jumped in a Ferrari. The whole the transit of him getting from where he was, a naked man, to there, why? Can you explain, please?
I don't know. I think he stole all those clothes as well.
All the clothes and all the cars and everything, and he got there.
He dresses how he dresses in real life in that. When he goes to a sunny spot.
It's crazy, man.
And he crashed the student driver car. That was kind of funny. He didn't give a crap.
Those injuries at the end, how do you survive them?
Which ones? Him? Oh, Dalton, you mean? Jake Gyllenhaal?
No. Conor McGregor didn't die.
He did die. He did that.
I'm the one who leaves this cinema early.
What? Don't tell me there's a post-credit.
There's a post-credit. He didn't die.
Oh, don't lie.
He didn't die.
I turned it off.
He escaped the thing in his robes, and you see his bum, the whole naked thing from behind.
The hospital?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You're lying, Kem.
Please check up and let me know. Bro.
Are you
I'm
trolling
dead
me
serious.
Right now?
I'm dead serious, man. I could talk to the mic while you look at. That's how bad it is.
Please do,
bro. This movie was so bad, man. Seriously, I don't know why they did that.
But he got stabbed like 11 times.
11 times. 11 times everywhere in his neck, in his head, everything. And the thing as well, like even when the guy crashed the boat, and you see when he flew into
at least broke something.
Something.
Something, bro.
Like it just didn't feel like it meant any. Oh, you see it? It didn't feel like it meant anything. Any of these injuries didn't mean anything long term. It's almost like a cartoon that they could just get up and go again. Yeah, it happened. You might see
that
Red House too.
That is a bit too ridiculous.
He got juke up in his neck and everything, and like, yeah, it's crazy.
Roadhouse 2?
2. Okay. They might do it in where was this one done?
Florida.
Might do it in
California.
California. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
We should have done Ricky Stenicki.
I promise you we should have.
If you ain't seen it, go watch Ricky Stenicki Prime Video as well. You know what I mean? They're both Prime Video movies. But,
those cover songs. I genuinely went into this movie, so I'm just gonna watch it because you recommend that. So yeah. I'm just gonna watch it.
It's funny.
I had so much fun.
Bro, anything he's in now, John Cena,
I have to watch it. I don't care because I know I'm not taking it serious.
Right.
But he can be good.
And you gotta rate Zac Efron for taking a role like that too. He just came with Iron Claw.
Yeah. Like that. Like, you know what I realized?
I'm doing it.
Zac Efron is not that big of a person. Very muscular.
Yeah.
But he's not big.
Because John Cena is massive. Massive.
He's not big at all.
But anyways, you got anything else you want to say?
No.
We have to rate this. We got to do that.
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm giving it like a 5. Five is, for me, in my mind, 5 is average because it's in the middle. I'm giving it a 5.
I'll give it a 4.5.
Yeah.
It's better than the other ones.
I told you, brother.
4.5 because I was, I enjoyed it. Because how far-fetched it was, I was like, how dare you?
The audacity.
Yeah, man. How dare you, man? Go for it, man. Just do it. Bro, these people are guitaring, playing, and these people are getting beat up in front of them, and the music is getting even harder and everything. And then
at one point, the whole bar was empty because they flew out to the outside. Yeah. They're still playing music.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, guys, that was our review to Roadhouse 2024, the Amazon Prime video movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. I don't know. Like, let us know in the comments what you guys think of this movie. Let us know in the comments if you feel like this should have been a cinema release or not. I'm really curious to know because me and like someone like Ken, we believe same thing. Ken obviously doesn't. I wish Hashi was here to let us know as well. I think Hashi would have agreed with you, but yeah, we'll see. But yeah, guys, like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out, and we'll be back for more reviews. Peace.